Session number 16713, Mr. M. Waterston, Reel 1.
Mr. Waterston, Reel 1. When and where were you born, Mr. Waterston?
I was born in Hortonley Spring, County Durham.
And the street you were born in?
Prospect Row. It was next to the colliery. My grandfather worked at the colliery and my father worked at the colliery.
What was your date of birth?
28th of May, 1920.
Hortonley Spring, is it a colliery town?
It's a colliery village. It was a colliery village, but it's just a village now, but really, with all the changes and that. Only 6 miles from here.
Your father worked down the pit?
He worked down the pit. He was in the army first. My father was a regular soldier in the army. Of course, he was an orphan.
What regiment was he in?
He was in the Hussars, the 17th Lancers.
Did he serve in the First World War?
He served in the First World War. I was with the artillery in the First World War.
Did your mother work?
She worked at the munitions, but that was all. I mean, at least, of course, them days they used to go to what they used to say, go to place, like work for some people.
Brothers and sisters, what did you have?
I had 4 brothers and 2 sisters. And there's only 2 brothers alive now.
And where were you in that order?
I was the second oldest. I have an older brother than me that served with me. And then I had a sister and a brother and a sister and a brother. That way down. There's only my oldest brother left and my youngest brother and myself. Out of the 6.
Can you describe the house you lived in when you were a child?
Well, as I say, we lived in with me mother's people when I was born, next to the colliery, at Horton Colliery. And then we shifted to an upstairs flat in a place called the Marketplace for several years. In fact, three of the family was born there. And then we shifted down to the main Marketplace Square where the Horton Feast used to be held. And we lived there for a lot of years, till my father got a colliery house down in the main street in Hortonley Spring. And we lived there for, my father died after we left there. But we were in that house for about 30 years. And we were in there, brought up mostly because with me grandparents, with there being 6 of us and the strikes and that, you know, that was on, 1921 strike and 1926 strike, the toll was heavy. So my grandmother took me to live with them, and I lived with them most of my life in Prospect Row.
Was it a hard time as a child?
Yes, there were. I can remember 1926 strike when we used to go with my father to dig for coal on the bank sides. You know, on the railway lines and emptying the slag and that, picking coals out of them, digging it. It was very hard in the winter. I can remember my father used to dig a hole for us to get in and wrap us up with socks to keep us warm. but we used to like to go with him, and we used to try and do a little bit, because we were a happy family. We always got on well together. We never had any falling out or anything with each other and out like that. We were all, as I say, my brother and I, my oldest brother and I, we never parted. We always said they took the German army to part us two, and they'd only parted us for 3 weeks. And we're still very close.
Food and clothing, did you have plenty of that in your childhood?
Well, as I say, I was brought up with my grandparents, and they practically clothed me. My grandfather always worked at the pit. But with the 26th strike, and that food was scarce. We used to get our meals at the school, free meals at the school. My father and them used to always help with the meals and that. I used to go to the Catholic school along the Durham Lane.
Which school was this?
St. Michael's School at Wharton.
You start there at 5 year old?
Started there at 5 year old, uh-huh.
What are your memories of school life?
Oh, great. I didn't want to leave.
Any teachers that particularly stand out to in your mind?
Yeah, there's one she's still living now. She's about over 90 year old. She's a good teacher. She taught us English. She always taught us singing. I wasn't a bard singing. I sang in the choir, the church choir.
Did you go to church regularly?
Regular, three times on a Sunday, four times on a Sunday. We used to have to go to the children's mass on a Sunday from with the school at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock we used to have to go to church again. And I used to live a mile and a half away. It was nearly 2 mile, two and a half mile. From the, as I say, where the Horton pit was, right away along the Durham Lane. And I used to go there on a Sunday. 11 o'clock to sing in the choir. Sunday school on afternoon. And then sing benediction on a Sunday night. And then back home to bed. I used to love it though. I used to always be quite happy. In fact, I was very happy lad nearly all my life. It was while going to one of these services that I got knocked down when I was about 7 year old on a car on Sunday.
What happened to you then?
I got knocked down with a car crossing the road. I was crossing the road, I saw a nant and getting on the bus going to Moseley, and I run across the road to meet her.
Did you have injuries?
Yeah, I had a broken leg. My face was all split open. I had a terrible accident, but apparently my face healed up pretty well. Only this foot, and it's starting to give us trouble now. You know, my foot was twisted out. Now, it seems to go out more now when I'm walking with a walking stick.
You were sent to hospital?
No. I was unconscious for 3 days and I never went to hospital. The district nurse used to call.
Was that because there wasn't a hospital to go to, or no, your parents wanted to keep you at home?
There wasn't. The nearest hospital was at Sunderland, and it was preferred if your family would keep you at home that you didn't go. I mean, because if you went to hospital, your parents couldn't visit you in that, because it was too far, too expensive to travel. And it was only the hardest things it was that then.
How long did it take you to recover?
Well, with my leg and that, just about 12 months altogether. I missed a class at school you know, a class at school. I was in, only in the juniors when I went, you know, what we used to call the juniors then, up to 7 year old. And then when I went back, I had to go at the big school when I went back. The doctor's back with me lessons and that.
What kind of leisure activities did you have as a child, you remember?
I used to enter into anything. I was a good runner. I used to be in the jazz band. I used to be in the Boy Scouts. I played football for the school. I played football after I left school to the for the local team and all that.
You said you were in the Boy Scouts.
From
which group was this?
Was it the Hortons? With the school, the school's St. Michael's group.
Did you have to pay for your own uniform?
Yeah, we used to have to buy our own uniform.
And you got that all right?
Yeah, we. Well, as I say, my grandmother bought nearly most of my stuff. I got my football boots or anything like that. In fact,
what activities did the scouts do in those days?
Well, we used to do a lot of activities. You know what scouts used to do. We used to have a big hall from the church and that. And we did a lot. And we went camping every weekend. As a matter of fact, I went camping, used to go camping with Bill Maynard, the television actor. Because I had some good friends with, you know, they used to call them the upper class friends, where the one lad, his father was a dental surgeon. And it's the son, the dad had went to school with us. Well, he went to school with us up to 11 year old, and, you know, with them being well off, he went to St. Mary's School at Sunland, and the other lad, Tom Murphy and Harry Crossway. And Harry, he finished up when he was, he was head dental surgeon at the RVI at Newcastle. Tom Murphy, I've never met him since the war. But we used to go down to Cock and Hall down here. And Sam Warwick, the First World War VC, he used to be our group scoutmaster. And he had a great big van that we used to go and camp in on a weekend. Bill Maynard, Harry Crosswaite, Tommy Murphy, Frankie Grimes, Jackie Grimes. All lads that I went with.
Did you learn the beginnings of basic drill with the scouts?
For the army, you mean? No. I learned my basic training with the jazz bands. I was in the jazz band, and that was the only way that we could get away out of, you know, on a weekend. We used to be competing, you know, different carnivals and all that, you know. And carnivals used to be run for charity and that. And there were big events them days, the carnival.
What did you wear for the jazz band?
Well, uniforms, you know.
Can you remember what they were like?
Mine was a... how would you explain it? It was red guardsman's uniform with a peaked cap, a high cap or a feather in, and all brass buttons. I won several medals with the competitions.
What did you play?
I was a drummer. And we used to have the two chaps out of the Territorial Army. Was our instructors used to teach us, two sergeants.
So they taught you a basic army drill.
We taught us basic army drill. And when I joined the TA, that helped us a lot because I was a senior recruit after the first 6 months, after the first camp, I was promoted to Lance Corporal, an appointment to Lance Corporal, which I held all the war. Never got the chance to get any more promotion.
How did you take the discipline of the scouts and your jazz band?
I liked it. I liked the discipline. As I say, I used to like to belong to organizations because you met with a company all the time, and you met with a good company all the time, and you know that you always had friends, and I had tons of friends. As a matter of fact, that's why I was so much a loner, you know. I used to go from one company to another, and I never had any permanent friends till I was about 17, and I started going out with the lads and that, and you know, we used to go to dances and that. But I never drunk or smoked until I was called up. I never smoked until I was a prisoner of war. And I only smoked then because we got our cigarettes for nothing off the, you know, from the Red Cross.
Can we talk a little about the community that you lived in at Hortonly Spring? Was it a closely knit community with a lot of self-help?
Very close, uh-huh. And my parents were all members of the Labour Party, you know, and my friends was aldermen and different good groups, and we always kept in the group, you know. They were never put to one side or anything like that. The families, oh, when the family went out together, the children went with them as well, you know. We all went together, and they used to be a happy group, happy groups, you know, that obviously have the parties and all that, and we used to have to get up and sing or do, you know, entertain. We used to always have our own entertainment, you know, the parents and all that used to sing and all that. We're a really jolly pair, jolly. Anything, if anybody suggested something that would end up with a party, you know, at the edge of this house, you know, from, you know, they were all nice people that we, me parents, used to go with. You know, no offensive battling or fighting or anything like that, or arguing. My father was one of the pleasantest men I've ever known in my life, and one of the nicest.
I mentioned the church. Villages like this had many public houses. Was there a lot of drinking going on?
In Horton there was 50. There was 52 public houses and three clubs. Comrades Club, the Buff Club, the Big Social Club, what we used to call the Big Club, and all that.
Any problems at that time with drink and fighting? And
no, I never had any problem, never any fighting or anything like that. I used to go for a drink with the lads. We used to go for a drink with the lads, and if we used to go to the club, we used to get up on the stage and sing on a Saturday night, like, you know. And one of my friends, we all used to work down the pit. We used to work hard, and we used to play hard. We used to dance hard and all.
Did you attend the Miners' Day in Durham once?
Oh, yeah. Special day for me, that. And I went to Durham with my father from 1923, when the first big meeting started. And I used to have always followed the banner. and I carried the banner 5 times into Durham. It used to be a big event, like from the Union, you know, your name was drawn out the hat and carried the banner and you got paid for it. And we used to have a drink in our life, but I mean, we never used to have any duff. We used to have some duff curry on, we used to do some duff things and all that, like, but nothing that would disturb any, you know, anybody. We never did anything that anybody, that made anybody, you know, dislike us or anything like that. And I mean, I was well known. That's what I say. With being joining any company, I could go into any company and have friends.
When you said that you went to your infant school, when did you move on to the next school?
As I say, I should have moved. It was all one big school. The big school, it was built in 1880. The school, it's still there yet. At Horton, along the Durham Lane. And in 1923, I think it was, that the junior school was built. And I started in the junior school when I was 5 years old. And as I say, getting it that there was only 3 classes in the junior school, up to 7 year old, and from 7 year old you had to move down to the senior school. But with me having my accident, I didn't get to school very much, and I didn't get. Well, I seemed to be out of everything for a while. Then when I went back to school, I started playing for the school football team. I was in the choir. Teachers used to be always asking us when we used to have a St. Patrick's concert. I used to be always one of the main ones picked to be on any of the school concerts or anything like that. I was well liked by a lot of the teachers at school. And the headmaster, this teacher that's still alive, Miss Dunleavy, she used to think the world of us.
Did you have examinations to sit?
Yeah, we had them. And that was with being, a late developer, after me being, as I say, my accident held us up a lot. I just failed the 11 plus. And I didn't, but I was pretty good on algebra or mathematics. I'm pretty good at it. The only thing that I didn't used to like is writing compositions. I never used to like that. I could write a letter and it, but I used to have to always go on the longest way around to explain myself,
How old were you when you left school?
14.
And did you start work?
I left school on the Thursday night, went up to on the Friday, went with my father up to the manager's office, and I started work on the Monday at the pit. I started on the screens. I was on the screens about 6 weeks, and then I was down the pit.
Which colliery was this?
At Horton Colliery. It was very rare anybody left the school and went to any other job. It was always down the pit.
Did your parents want you to go down the pit? Just taken for granted?
It was taken for granted that you would go down the pit because, as I say, there wasn't anywhere else. There wasn't anywhere else.
You said you worked on the screens. What did that entail?
Sorting the coal out, of the stones and from the coal and that. Getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, starting work at 4 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did you work shifts or was it always
two shifts? One was from 12 o'clock till 9 o'clock at night.
How many days a week?
6 days a week then. 6 days a week then.
Do you remember your first pay?
Yeah. 8 and 3. Got 8 and 3 on the top of my note, and I had to pay so much. But off takes, you know, we had this. It left us 6 and 9. You just have to pay the permanent relief fund and different things like that, or union, miners' union card and that. And my first pay was given to my grandma. And after that, I was supposed to go home. And, because my granddad retired and went to live in the agent miners' bungalow. And I lived with him there in the bungalow for quite a while. But a lot of people didn't like it, and I was told it wasn't right for that I should live with my grandmother, and so I had to come home.
That was no problem?
It was no problem, no problem at all. My father was rugged. When I mean, we're nearly all out working then, you know, then things was quite happy at home then when we're all working.
How many weeks in the year did you work?
Every week. There's no holidays.
You didn't have a holiday?
No holidays. We didn't have our first holiday till 1937, and we only had a week's holiday. And I always remember this. We had to give up. We used to, when Horton Feast was on, we used to be off all the weekend and Monday and Tuesday. And when we got a week's holiday, we lost our Monday and Tuesday Horton Feast holiday. But we were all stuck to the same, and we all took Horton Feast Monday off. I was among the rebels then when we said, oh, to put, we're not walking a Horton Feast, because we used to get among the trips used to come into Horton Feast, and that was a big event at Horton then. And we carried on. We used to carry on and all, and used to drink. We have a drink and that, but as I say, we used to join in the phone and everything.
There would be special days in the year when you were off, Christmas, New Year, this kind of time.
Christmas weekend, Christmas holidays. But we only used to get the one day. We didn't used to get the week, you know. We used to get the Christmas day off. Christmas Day and Boxing Day. New Year's Day, I think it was. I think we got New Year's Day off. And Easter weekend. But Whit weekend and them things like that. We never used to get never off on Whit Sunday or Whit Monday or out like that.
So that in effect you didn't get an annual holiday?
We didn't get an annual holiday till 1937. And I went, some of my friends that was in the jazz band with us, they went down to Hull and asked us to go down to Hull for my holidays. Never cost us nothing, just me bus fare and that. And then the fault when I came back from there, from here that holiday, that was when I joined the TA, because my brothers and them, brother had joined it the year before.
We'll come to that shortly, actually. You'd have to take your food to work, did you?
Oh, we used to take a bottle of water and 2 slices of bread, jam and bread. That's all you could take down the pit there. You never heard of anybody taking meals and that down the pit like that any day now, you know. Some of them takes the tachy case and all that with that. Flasks of tea and everything in, isn't it? Bottle of water, 2 slices of German bread, and you used to have to, if you were working at a flat where you would kept going, you used to have to sit and eat that on the limbers. You didn't get any break for, there wasn't any tea breaks or anything like that, you know.
Was the colliery far away from where you were living?
Yeah, why? No. I was living in the centre of Horton, and the colliery was about 5 minutes' walk, that's all of it was.
Did you get active in the trade union? You've mentioned the fact that you paid your dues.
No, I wasn't active in it, but I was a union strong. Of course, like, we're knocking about with all the officials on the union, you know, like, and on the council and that. I used to do a lot of council work and all that, because I was a member of the Labour Party when I come out the army, 1945, I went straight because my father and them was all active in the Labour Party then, down at Horton. I thought you'd do council jobs and all that, like meetings and all that.
You said you started on the screens. What was your next job in the pit?
Down the pit, pony driving. And then I did a lot of... I had an accident to me hand, and I went on the wagon wheel, like, with this landing sets and all that, landing at the, mostly at the shaft, you know, near the shaft.
What exactly were you doing then?
Just like pushing the tubes, you know, down to the shaft for the onsetter to put the tubes into the cage and that, and running the sets and that. I didn't do any pony work, like, you know, till before I was just about a, before I was called up, I was on pony putting.